You're listening to SBS News.
One of Laos' emerging young artists is currently showcasing his work in Australia. It's something he says wouldn't have been possible for the generation before his. New media artist Sulia Pumifung is regarded as an innovator in Laos due to the strides he has taken in claymation and stop-motion animation. In 2013, he was invited by the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, to create the first animated children's show in Laos, and he's set to create a new program for his nation with financial support from the Australian government. Sulia says his art includes important life lessons for both young and old.
It's good for their future, for thinking the another way. Everyone, especially for the kids, they have a strong power for the thinking, so they can show what they want. So I just want them to express what they want to say, what they want to do around the world, especially in the big society. The people, they just follow each other. They follow the trend, they follow everything that they think is, the society think is good. But in fact, they even don't know anything about that. They just follow somebody. It's not from their mind.
Sulia is among three Lao artists showcasing their work at the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art as part of the APT9 exhibition, displaying works by 200 artists from across the Asia Pacific. Exhibition curator Zara Stanhope says it's an important opportunity for stories to be shared to Australians from cultures they may know little or none about.
It's really important that artists from countries like Laos, Myanmar, other places where there is a really thriving art, contemporary art scene, are able to have their work shared and seen by other people, and to have artists' voices coming through their work and telling their stories about their place. They might be joyful stories, they might be political, they might be talking about bringing history into the present moment. But they give us insights in ways that we can't get through other media as well. So I think it's a really great way to understand more about other cultures and really enjoy them and celebrate them as well.
Sulia describes the exhibition as an incredible achievement for Laos, which has remained isolated from the outside world for decades since it gained independence in 1975. And opportunities are only newly on offer for Lao artists, as modern art gains some international attention but remains of interest to only a few in the country.
It's quite hard in the beginning. I mean, if talking about the traditional art or the culture art, it's okay there. But if talking about the contemporary art, it don't have the chance to appear.
During the Civil War, which began in 1959, Laos was bombed more than 2 million times by the United States, making it the most bombed country per capita in history. Philanthropist Gary Stafford, whose Spellbrook Foundation supports charities in Laos, said the bloody impacts of the war were felt for generations, including in the art scene.
During the post-war years, during the first years after independence, there was a slow scene in relation to the art scene. So we saw basically there was a missing generation of artists. Sulia's one of a handful of artists which have exhibited internationally. And unfortunately, there aren't many artists coming up behind that handful of artists. I'm quite keen to see if we can't encourage students to follow in his footsteps.
Sulia says it is extremely important to share stories from his native Laos, which for decades went untold.
When I create the character or the state of the work, it will be have some culture and the feeling of my hometown in there. This is our mission, to show the world that so we are Lao. We are not the part of other country. We are the country ourselves.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.